This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. We start a new week on the podcast. Nice to have you with us. Nice to have Al Dukes here as always. What's up, Al?
Good morning, Jerry. I got caught up in a lot of health-related searches this weekend on different things.
Can I ask you a question
things.
Before we talk about that? So this is a weekend where your girlfriend was not around.
Mm-hmm.
This was an Al Dukes man weekend.
Yes.
Like, there's no we got to go out to dinner. There's no we got to go out antiquing. I want
right.
to go here. I want to go run and grab that. It's you and you. How did the weekend, aside from the searches, go? How do you feel like the weekend went? Refreshed?
It was all right. It was pretty boring. I took the dog out for many walks.
You didn't get great weather either, which
sucked. It was on and off.
Yeah.
You know, it was weird. So the Friday night, I was in bed at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Friday night.
That's fine.
Got up at 4 a.m. That's 8 hours.
Yeah. Straight through. No dog walk.
No, I woke the dog up at 4 a.m. because
wow.
I was ready to get up.
How about that?
Yeah.
No bathroom break?
No. The next night, I go 1 hour later than usual, so I go to bed at 9 o'clock. The dog gets up an hour earlier, 9 to 3.
Oh.
It turns like that.
Yeah.
It just one
That's
little
still a six-hour stretch, though, uninterrupted. It's still pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's not great.
Did you get back to sleep?
No. I got up, I walked the dog, I made some coffee.
And you were up.
I took the dog to two different dog parks.
Okay.
Dog park people are an interesting group.
I agree.
A little off.
In what way?
Just they're a little...
Looking to socialize?
No, they're just like, these are people who are generally really into their dogs.
Okay.
Like, it's their baby.
Oh, I gotcha.
Kind of a little, little strange.
I understand.
So we did that. My dog was a little sociable. Mainly just smelled the entire perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what type of business is that? Where like a land surveyor, where you would map out like a
sure,
like the your property line.
Right,
that's what my dog does.
Okay,
she's a property line type of thing. And the dogs smell each other's butts. And I realized the people, dog owners, don't know what to do when their dog is smelling your dog's butt. I don't say anything because that's just what dogs do.
That is true.
But people will always be like, Stop smelling.
Because they equate it to them sniffing another human's butt.
Right. Right. This is not the same as me sniffing your butt, miss.
What would you do? I'm not even kidding. What would you do if you were in one of these dog parks and a dog came over and started sniffing Whimsy's butt and then their owner decided to get down on all fours and sniff your butt?
Yeah, that I would not go for. I'm all for dogs sniffing each other's butts because that's what they do.
Sure.
I have had on two occasions... a dog lick my dog's butt. I'm not for that. That I would be like, stop.
Yes, I'm with you.
Smelling is one thing. That's how you guys meet and greet each other. Licking is not what I'm here for.
Seems like it's starting to get sexual.
Yeah, that feels weird. At that point, you could say, oh, this is weird. My dog's licking your dog's butt.
I agree. All right, so you were doing a lot of deep dives and searches.
So I did a lot of deep dives and searches for things. Meanwhile, because, you know, I'm an acid reflux guy, as a lot of people. Yeah. And when I went to the Princeton Longevity Center a couple of years ago, they told, or I guess it was only a year ago, they told me, oh, you got to get off that next.
Might be 2 years now, isn't it?
No, actually
it's only a year?
Yeah. It was a year in April.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
So, I had bone density issues. Mm-hmm. So they go, you got to get off the Nexium.
Yep.
I go, yes, I do. Because it's, turns out what happens is you need stomach acid to absorb vitamins and minerals.
Right.
That you're eating and things. So when you don't have that, you're deficient in vitamins that need to strengthen your bones.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So
is that where your bone density issue, you believe, came from?
Yes.
Probably?
Okay. Yes. They say, don't be on it too long. 23 years I was on.
Wow.
So anyway, I got off that. Everything seemed to be humming along pretty good.
Uh-oh.
And then a couple months ago, I started noticing at night my voice was shot.
Hmm.
And I just attributed it to winter. But now I've had a sore throat for, feels like a month and a half.
Really?
Yeah. And I know it's acid reflux related.
Yeah.
So I start to do a little deep dive.
Uh-oh. This can't be good.
Actually, a listener sent me this. There was a senator that was on with Tucker Carlson. And the senator, in his discussion of stuff, brings up this acid reflux. He goes, you know, it turns out a lot of people, acid reflux is too little acid. All the medications are for too much acid.
Yeah.
And that the theory with acid reflux is you have so much stomach acid that it's going up into your esophagus. The theory with too little acid reflux, you don't have enough acid to properly digest the food, so it starts going up your esophagus. Same
feeling?
Same feelings. I'm like, do I have this now? So, of course, that's all I was thinking about.
So, if the symptoms are the same, how would, before you go on, how would, like, a doctor check which one it is?
So, that's how I initially started.
Okay.
And there's, like, some sort of test where you swallow something and it checks your pH levels or whatever.
Your acid levels, yeah.
Yeah, acid levels. But you got to go to the doctor. So I'm like, okay, now I got to go to the doctor. But I kind of feeling like my sore throat. But anyway, so I got into all that stuff. And there was, all of the symptoms are very similar. And I'm with Grok the whole time, a million things. So I just got caught up in that. And then I found, what I'm realizing is, it seems like everything we've been told is incorrect.
I agree with that.
Medically.
Yeah. Yeah. So my question to you would be, because I believe when in the ninth, you know, early on, smoking was fine for you.
Yes.
So society think they were doing anything wrong until people started, probably 20, 30 years later, started dying of lung cancer because of years and years and years of putting smoke and chemicals down their throat. Then it was, here's the food pyramid, and people lived by that, and that was the information we had. My only question now, because I agree with you, it's and even logically, it seems to make sense that it was wrong, but we didn't know at the time. Like, if 15, 20 years from now, we find out that indeed, I'm just throwing stuff out there, that the carnivore diet, for instance, let's say, turns out that's horrific for you. You know what people 20 years from now are going to think? You believe those idiots were eating 8 pounds of meat a day and they actually thought it was healthy?
Right. They were eating nothing but meat.
Right. So, like, why now? And I'm just putting it out there because I do think there's merit to it. But why now should we believe them?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because every time we believe them, it's been wrong.
I feel like so with the medical stuff, like, you have to take everything in, look at all the viewpoints, think what makes sense.
For you.
Or just in like some of the things, like, does it make sense? Like, don't drink soda.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
I agree.
Like, I don't know that anyone would argue
that. Right.
So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like take it all in. Then the other thing that so many of these medical things now are, is all like money related, drug related things where it's like, they put this new drug out, everyone gets on the new drug, and then that's how they, then that just becomes standard things. Like we talked about, like with the statins, people on statins, sure, right? Sure. You have high cholesterol, you're going on a statin with no regard for what are side effects of this. Do you really need it?
Yeah.
What does it really do?
Well, Ozempic's a great one now. While it's doing great things for people in weight loss by, I guess, suppressing hunger is the essential part of it. How do we know in a couple of years? What, like, it's so new.
Yeah.
And so many people are on it. It's insane.
But this one already feels to me like we know that it's not good, but the people that are going on it are desperate and they'll figure it out later. Like, I think now there's already enough stuff out there about Ozempic where people are like, I know this is probably terrible to take, but I need something to kickstart my weight loss
journey. You're probably right. The thing that would concern me about that, though, is there are people that really don't necessarily have to have it. That they're not more, like if you're morbidly obese or you're 300 pounds and you, I understand that. But the, like someone like myself, for instance.
Right.
I am heavy. I'm not a thin guy, but I'm also not, I wouldn't consider myself morbidly obese, especially
not at all.
Looking at society. There are people in my situation that are taking it.
Right.
And you don't need, you, in my opinion, you don't need to. And I'm the first one to say it's not easy to lose weight. I'm well aware because I've been trying for 2 decades, and aside from a good few months here and a good few months there, I don't do so well with it. So I understand the struggles, but not to the point where I would take medicine for it or a pill.
Right.
But people are.
Yeah, people are. And it's easy to get just like boner pills now. Like now it's like a...
They're pushing it.
Yeah, you sign in online to a doctor. I need to lose weight. May I have Ozempic? Yes, you may. Here it is. Or the generic brand of it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So then you start questioning everything that's got a money motivation to it with medical things.
Sure.
And I think it's different. Like my sister had, various cancers throughout her body, which she's been cleared of for, I think, almost 10 years.
Amazing.
Now. She had a lot of things. Like it was like her liver, her kidney, a lot of things. And in that time, people were telling her, don't take medication, drink lemon juice.
Yeah.
So things like that seem crazy, right? So it seems to be like this thing of once you have a disease, people have wacky things to cure a disease, which I don't think are true. This is my own interpretation. Mm-hmm. So when there's a disease that you already have, you have this disease, the things that seem weird to cure that disease, I'm not sure I'm buying.
Mm-hmm.
But this way of getting diseases and what they tell you will give you diseases, I think some of those seem out of whack.
In what way? How so?
Like to say like there may be ways you're getting cancer because of food you eat, things like that.
You think that's wacky?
No, I don't think that's wacky. I think once you have they told you you have cancer, you have this cancer, there are wacky things people will tell you that will cure your cancer, like eat red meat and drink lemon juice.
Right.
I don't buy that stuff. But when doctors put you on pills for chronic things, I think sometimes you got to look like, why are we being put on these
pills?
That's
exactly, I believe it's our diet and lack of exercise.
Yeah.
Our bodies have become just very, what's the word when you sit all day?
Sedentary.
Thank you. That's most people sit in front of a computer, myself included, for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Now, I believe I've done a good job of getting out and moving, especially now that the weather's better. You know, say what you want about golf, but I am averaging 20,000 steps a day by playing almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I played Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, I played 2 rounds and walked it all, and I'm really making an effort.
Yeah.
But I do agree. It's almost as if the food they tell you will cure this disease, which I don't believe it will, could prevent it if you were on that food first.
Correct. You've nailed it. That is what I am saying.
But should you get that disease, that's when you need the medicine. Like, I do think there's a role medicine plays for diseases.
Oh, for sure. But I think, like both things can be true. Like you can get And I see Boomer's son, Gunner, arguing people online, where Gunner seems to be very pro Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in a position where I think it is really working great.
Absolutely.
I think it can also be such that something like statins and high blood pressure, they put, and SSRIs for anxiety and depression, they put everybody on those.
Yeah. But
and
who
not
you,
everyone
so
needs
my
to be
question
on
then would be, because while Big Pharma can be the villain, they can also be the hero.
Right.
And I think they do a lot of amazing things, but probably also do a lot of dirty things to increase the bankroll. I get all that. My question would be, am I blaming them or am I blaming the doctors? And are there kickbacks? And I don't know the answer to that. If you're a doctor and you put patient X on drug Z, is there a 2% kickback as long as they stay on that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the industry. Like, I've gone to so many doctors where they want to put me on this, and then I'll go back to the doctor 6 months later. Oh, I see you. I'm like, no, I stopped taking it. Well, why'd you do that? I'm like, I need it. Yeah, but I'm like, I'm good. Thank you. I'm not taking it.
Right.
And at that point, I'm the customer, and they're fine, but it's almost like I'm insulting them because I'm not taking their advice in certain degrees. Some things I do listen to. But I don't. Do they make money by pushing? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Are there bonuses they get by giving out a certain amount of prescriptions every month from a specific pharmaceutical company? I know car salesmen get a lot of kickbacks and bonuses by the amount of cars they sell. It's not the same, but it kind of is. It's still business.
Yeah. I was someone that I was reading made sense. It was like, if you have a condition that has a that they want to put you on a drug for this period of time to cure the condition, great.
Mm-hmm.
When it is, I want to get you on this drug for the rest of your life, that's where you should look and be like, okay, what are we doing?
Because you're not fixing anything.
Yeah.
You're masking the problem.
Yeah. So then I got into a deep dive of, and this was a really interesting one. It was about sunscreen.
Yeah.
Skin cancer and dermatologists.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of, you know, do you need sunscreen when you go out in the sun?
Yeah.
And the way that, first, this article was such a deep dive into this whole thing about how, first of all, being a dermatologist is a great specialty to have compared to other specialties. The amount of schooling, how everyone is funneled to go there for every year for screenings, or every 2 years, whatever it is, for screenings.
So you're going to be busy, basically.
You're going to be busy. It's not as demanding as some of the other specialties. And then this whole thing about, like, okay, so then sunscreen. Everyone's got to wear sunscreen. Got to put the sunscreen on. And they're thinking now that some of the sunscreens have things in them that cause skin cancer.
Right. I did see this.
Right.
I actually did see this recently.
So there's, like, mineral-based sunscreen, mm-hmm. which is like zinc. They say those are good. But these other ones with the chemicals, are they causing?
Right.
Then they talk about how everything is labeled as skin cancer, even if it's not deadly, right? So there's two very popular types of skin cancer that are not deadly, and people get them taken off and all good. Then there's melanoma, which could be deadly. But that they take the statistics and call everything skin cancer, but then they use the death rate of melanoma for the whole thing.
And wipe out the other ones.
Yeah, just say like the rate of, they might take, like, let's say the rate of death for melanoma, let's say it's 50%.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put that for all of skin cancer as 50%, where it's not. And then the rates of melanoma on people's bodies that are in areas that are not exposed to the sun.
Hmm. Like Minneapolis.
Oh, no, I mean like on your butt cheek.
Oh. I thought you meant different parts of the country where it's less with the sun.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, do I got to look at this now? Like,
yeah. You got to look at everything.
Everything. Actually. I feel like everything is, there's everyone trying to scam us, even with health and food. That shouldn't be.
I've been saying this for how long? Your whole life is nothing but a scam.
It is.
Everybody's trying to sell you something to make the next buck, and it's hard to trust anybody.
It really is hard to trust anybody. But if you're not somebody who's interested in this sort of thing, or have experience in your life in trying to do the research, and then you try to tell or talk to a family member about it, they'll look at you like you're nuts.
Yeah. And yet they have no background in it.
Right.
Or understanding of what you're talking to them about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you.
I send my family that article about the sunscreen. They think I'm nuts. They'll be like, no, we're putting sunscreen on every time we go outside. And yet the body needs the sun.
Yeah. So that's always the weird one. And the different types of sunscreen is a different conversation. But like, the sunscreen does have its purpose. I know we do need sun, but you also can't sit in the blistering sun in Miami all day, you know, shirtless. You will scar and blister, and there is something to be said about needing some protection of overexposure to the sun. That's really, so mineral-based sunscreen is what we need.
Yeah, but that one's weird because when you try to rub that in, it's white and it looks...
And it doesn't rub into the skin?
Well, I think what happens, I was actually watching I had a lot going on this weekend, Jerry. I was watching
the only thing you didn't do was make love to Grok.
I watched the woman on YouTube show how to properly put on mineral sunscreen. Because what happens is people...
This was part of your day this weekend.
Wow.
Because people treat it like regular sunscreen where you...
Yeah.
It's a lot, and then it's so much. You really only need to, like, little tiny dots to then rub in.
And that does it.
And that does it.
Okay.
But when you do too much, because I did this when I was, like, getting into my ingredients. I was like, oh, I'm going to get zinc. And I put it on my arm. It wouldn't disappear. I was like, I can't use this.
Or go out now.
I was doing it wrong. Right. I was doing it wrong.
That's funny. So it's a dot.
Like little dabs and then rub in.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
So I watched that.
Well, you're getting into summer. I'm going to get myself some zinc sunscreen.
Yeah. But it's just like really, really bugged
me. It's disturbing when you really take a look at the way food is basically treated with the chemicals. The way you find out when you see some of these documentaries, the way the animals are treated, and then what we're eating. And then you talk about things like sunscreen. And we've said this a million times, too. Are vitamins even real?
Oh.
I mean, I cannot believe in this day and age that we spend so much money on crap. We can't have someone in charge of testing vitamins?
Like, not only that. Not only are vitamins real, but there's a big thing going on with Amazon now, where people are selling knockoff vitamins, and you don't know if you're getting real vitamins or not.
I believe it. Nothing surprises me.
We don't know if vitamins work. Now you're getting fake ones that are definitely not going to work.
Now, are these
fake
new companies, or are these people that
what they're doing is they're looking at popular vitamin brands,
yeah,
especially the ones that are in capsule form. And they're making their own labels, putting them on bottles, sealing them, and selling them on Amazon. And then I had heard about this a couple months ago, and the solution was, oh, well, go to, I sometimes use Garden of Life vitamins. They go, if you buy Garden of Life vitamins on Amazon, make sure you go to the Garden of Life store.
Right.
And order from them.
As opposed to a third party selling Garden of Life vitamins, which may not be Garden of Life vitamins.
Right. But they're saying now, that used to be a great idea, but now Amazon just has all of the Garden of Life vitamins, and no matter where you buy it from, they're still just grabbing it out of the big pile. Wow.
Yeah, that's rough.
So, okay, now I can't get vitamins on Amazon.
No, now you got to go right directly to the company.
Yeah. I also was reading that there's a place called iHerb.
Okay.
IHERB, that they're a very reputable vitamin supply company that gets directly from the vitamin suppliers themselves. So I guess that's what I'm going to start using.
Yeah. If that's, and again, if all of this is even real.
Correct.
We have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
No way. That's the I like the Athletic Greens because at least it turns green. And I do feel like I'm getting something out of it. The one thing that is real with supplements is when you take like not a probiotic, what's the thing that softens this? Like when you take a Metamucil.
Yeah.
Like as long as you're drinking enough water, like that does work.
Right. You see that working.
We know that works.
Yes.
Even those, you know, those husk pill, what are they called? The tusk pills?
Psyllium husk.
Yeah. I've gotten those before from Whole Foods.
Yes.
Those work.
Right.
I don't know if putting extra vitamin D or A or
right.
No clue.
No idea.
No clue. I will tell you though. And maybe this is a good advertisement for the supplement companies. I've told you my back's really been, you know, bothering me the last like 4 months or so. You know, it didn't dawn on me. I stopped taking the, I don't know how to pronounce it, turmeric, however you pronounce it. I stopped taking those 4 months ago because I started taking the salt palmetto for better prostate health at night. I couldn't take both of them because that thins your blood. I actually looked up, you know, can you take these two together? No, it says don't take them two together. Not going to kill you, but it's not the best thing to do. So I dropped that for the saw palmetto, and it's really something since I did that. And that promotes less inflammation and different issues. That's why my back pain kicked up again at night. I don't know if there's any relation.
Right.
I don't know if it's a coincidence. I don't necessarily believe too much in coincidences, but they do happen time to time. So I trace it back to that. Now it's like, all right, what do I want to do? Get up 17 times a night and have my back not feel good? Or right. I'd rather sleep.
What if you separated them? You took one pill in the morning, one pill in the late afternoon?
Well, the problem is to get the full effect of both of them, it's one morning, afternoon, and night.
Oh.
With a meal.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So I have chosen the saw palmetto right now, and it has made a difference. So I guess in some regards, they do work a little bit. Right. It hasn't solved it, but it is better. So, but I don't know.
Right. Then it's funny, even when you get, like, let's say you're going to take saw palmetto, right? Let's say it's the bottle says 100 milligrams, take twice a day. Then a guy on YouTube will be like, you got to take 7 of these pills. Otherwise, they don't do anything.
Right, based on what?
Right.
On his research?
Right. The studies show you need 1,000 milligrams.
I watched the guy. I know we've talked about this before. And until the day I die, I'm just not going to believe it. Guy on YouTube the other day, man, if you're eating bananas, you're a dope. I mean, they are sugar bombs. I'm like, but it's real.
Right.
This isn't a sugar packet that I'm dumping on a piece of fruit. Like, come on.
These are the same people that say a calorie is a calorie when we know that is not true.
That's not true. I'm sorry. A calorie from a Pop-Tart is not the same as a calorie from a piece of grilled chicken.
Yeah.
Not the same. Body reacts differently to them.
Correct.
So, well, this was fun.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up program.
Sounds good.
We do that every morning from 5 to 6 a.m., and then it's right here conveniently in this podcast form. So...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.